Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
Oh, what's Portland like? Of course, first thing someone's going to say is keep Portland weird, right? It's different. It's very diverse. There's a mix of everything.
And the first time I came to visit the Portland area, I just fell in love with it. The trees, the Mount Hood is so beautiful.
Oregon in general has the beach, the mountains, the rivers, you know, everything you could ever want to call home.
I was just hooked. I had to move up here. I didn't necessarily realize that I was leaving behind all my faithful friends in California and that I would kind of be alone here for a while.
Exactly 664 miles from Levi Stadium's front gates lies Portland, Oregon. There you will find great food, incredible culture, and a fan base that is budding like the roses the city is known for.
Josh posted on Facebook that he was starting this club, and I said, hey, they have this same thing going on up here in Seattle. I've experienced it. It works.
We also have a lot of imports of people that have just moved to the Seattle area from California or other parts of the country, and same thing. We just want to give them a safe, fun place to root on the 49ers.
I had met Alex once, I believe. We went up to the Seattle Invasion, went into J&M Cafe, and I got to talk to him a little bit. And, you know, he's just a great, approachable guy, and we hit it off right away.
Josh Billups, he was part of a small group of people that were looking to put something together down here in Portland. The close proximity of Seattle to Portland, it's only a couple hours away.
And I was just, you know, hey, Alex, this is what I want to do. I hope you don't mind, but we're going to steal a whole bunch of your ideas.
We just spent a lot of time back and forth texting, messaging on Facebook, you know, giving him our ideas, what worked, what didn't work. They've done a really great job of building up something down here.
So it's become a beautiful relationship between these two Pacific Northwest clubs. Officially, we began August 31st, 2015.
Last year, we started out the first couple viewing parties. We had about 15 to 20 people.
And we wanted to kind of expand into a more of a family environment.
He wants to build an inclusive club, not something that's good for a few or achieves a specific goal. It's how can we build something that'll be good for everybody that's involved in it.
Community, family, and really all age friendly was really important to us.
The main emphasis for me and I know for the rest of the officers is family first, just having a fun and enjoyable time with other 49er fans in the area.
We strive to have as many kids as possible just so they can build off us and we can build off them. We look to have as many kids as possible come to our events and, you know, learn who the Niners are and see how we are, how we represent our team.
The idea was born. Now all they needed was a place to execute their winning game plan. They needed a spot to host the club and found their oasis, which just happened to have a fitting name.
We meet at the Mojave Cantina and Grill here in downtown historic Gresham.
Which can accommodate literally hundreds of 49er fans. The owners are amazing. They basically told us that it's ours to take over.
It's kind of funny, the owner's a Seahawk fan.
So John and Betty, they're, you know, kind of like a young power couple. They got a great business set up here. They're super friendly. They are Seahawks fans.
Now, I wasn't going to continue getting the Sunday ticket. But when he said, look, we have a Niner organization, the official chapter booster club of the 49ers here in Portland, and we're looking for a spot, I said, football's football. You guys are more than welcome to use it. You bring the fans and we'll provide the drinks and food.
I couldn't be happier with our relationship with them, even if they are Seahawk fans.
What Joshua's vision was and what it's turned out to be is a place where an entire family can come and enjoy the game, have camaraderie with other 49er fans, and keep having people coming in and out and joining the crowd until we have this big organization of 49er fans and kids growing up the same way we were able to grow up when we were in the Bay Area.
Once the word got out, everybody that was a 49ers fan of Portland wanted in. Throughout the season, we built up to about 185 or so. And since then, we've just exploded. We've just recently made it over 1,000 members.
You know, Josh has done a magnificent job of organizing this, of finding people, of getting the word out so that other 49er fans in the area know. And the growth has been tremendous. It's really heartwarming to have somebody who cares so much.
1,000 faithful and growing. Although the numbers are spiking upwards for the Niner Empire of Portland, it began as a brainchild of the club's leader, Manteca, California native Joshua Billups.
One thing I really love about him is that he's dedicated, he's passionate, and he's hilarious, but, you know, I'm biased.
And he's just like your classic good guy.
Josh is a loyal and passionate person. He puts his heart and soul into everything that he loves, and one thing he loves is the 49ers. He grew up in the Bay Area in Manteca and, you know, really followed the team from childhood, and ever since then, he's just followed the passion, and that has infiltrated the rest of his life.
His military background, of course, helps him for that leadership. I've never seen a guy that's more dedicated to the 49ers and getting people together and having fun.
Anytime you need something, you give Josh a call, he'll be there for you.
His military background gives him the confidence to step up and take charge of situations.
Every year, we have a day that we pay our respects to all the veterans that are in the organization. So we're an organization that focuses very strongly on the veterans within our group.
Serving in Iraq was something that I actually hold fond. It's a memory that's fond of me because the camaraderie with the soldiers is something that can't really be replicated, but our club comes really close to it. When you're deployed with guys, you can become best friends in a matter of hours, really, because you're in a stressful situation. You know, that creates bonds. A booster club like this can kind of be the same in the aspect that you go through ups and downs and you guys all share a common interest. There was only one other 49er fan in all of Iraq that I could find when I was there.
I was actually Josh's convoy security commander over in Iraq. The 49ers is actually how Josh and I bonded and became close, was talking about football and specifically the 49ers.
When I first came back from Iraq, I kind of felt all alone. So for me to find other 49er fans and get out in the community with them was really healthy for me in transitioning from being in a combat zone to coming back to Portland.
When you come back and you deal with issues like we had to deal with, and specifically post-traumatic stress disorder, you have to find something to keep you intermixed in society. And I know for Josh, that was the club.
Our club has a very high standard of what we want to achieve in the community and how we want to be perceived. Having that background of just being disciplined has definitely helped our club stay organized and grow beyond all expectations.
All across the country, fans can be found pledging their allegiance to the 49ers. Portland, Oregon is no exception. And it's commonplace to see the faithful flying their flags. Located in a neutral zone between Niners country and rival Seattle, Portland is a proverbial no man's land. That was never more evident than when the faithful Listas, the official female fan club of the 49ers, took over the town for a night of fun, fandom, and faith.
So what we're going to do is we have 16 prizes.
Wow.
We did that number pretty special.
Yes.
5-5-5-6-3.
Wow.
Congratulations, guys.
I thought it was so fun. I had never been to that venue before, and I met so many wonderful ladies. It was really nice to kind of get a different side of the whole stereotypical football fan, you know, jock kind of attitude that it's so cliche. It doesn't need to be thought that way anymore. And I think last night it was really fun to just get like, oh, look at all these, you know, classy ladies. We're just hanging out. It was nice to get to know people that live around here. You know, I saw some people that I actually knew. I didn't even know they were fans, you know, college friends. And it was really nice because knowing there, a lot of them are from here. It's like, we can keep this going. You know, this isn't just a one-time event. We can just keep, you know, having ladies' night.
The Niner Empire of Portland was created to assure that everyone who is part of the gracious group would feel included. Although the ladies enjoyed center stage for a night, it was only fitting that the next generation of faithful had their time in the spotlight as well.
The whole family's excited about the youth football. My kids are ready to play. They already had their clothes picked out. It's laying on the bed.
It's such a blessing to have the staff from the 49ers youth football come up here. The city is on fire. This weekend is going to be all about red and gold, and the 12s aren't going to know what hit them.
Very excited for the youth football camp. I think it's tremendous. Really grateful to the 49er organization for coming up here and giving Northwest kids the opportunity to go through that camp.
We watch the 49ers on TV and get excited, but now they're coming to us, you know, and this whole thing is themed 49ers.
This has been a very fun week for the youth football department here with the 49ers. We set out on a 49ers Blitz road trip. Starting in Santa Clara, making our way through Middletown, California, doing some camps in Redding and Shasta, going through the great state of Oregon with the cities of Eugene and Salem, and we're ending here in beautiful Portland. We are having over 300 kids come through a Play 60 football day. We're working with the local Portland Booster Club who helped recruit some kids.
The Niner Empire of Portland is super excited and very proud that the 49ers Youth Football Camp has come out and pledged their support to the local community and getting involved with our kids. It's exciting for all the area fans.
You know, it means a lot for them to road trip up here, bring everything together. You know, it's been months of planning. Everyone's worked so hard and coordinated everything, and everything's coming together. And to finally see it happen is amazing.
This is one of our bigger events, bigger camps that we do in the year, blowing it up a little. A few more stations, we've got a DJ, dressing it up a little more just to represent the city of Portland and the state of Oregon.
Play 60!
I mean, I feel like everybody from the organization has just put their heart into this just as much as we have from the club.
Definitely first time being involved in something like that. I had a lot of expectations and it still blew me away.
It was just an amazing event. It was so refreshing to see kids playing outside. They were doing drills. People were, you know, throwing and running, and you just hear laughter. People traveled, California, Idaho, Washington, all over to come to this, and their kids had a great time. It was a great event.
And really looking forward to the after camp party where we can all get together and break bread and have a good time together.
We're going to meet and greet. We're going to have a great raffle. We're going to have a cake. We're going to just have a celebration. A lot of people just getting together and, you know, meeting people that love the 49ers. And I think for some people, that's all it takes to become best friends.
These guys, they put a lot of work in this weekend, and they did it because they love you and our team. Let's give them a big round of applause, guys.
In August of 2015, the Niner Empire of Portland was established. Now boasting well over 1,000 members, the club remains a faithful hub for those who root on the red and gold.
So we see a lot of old, diehard fans, and obviously we get a lot of transplants. People are moving to Oregon at a very rapid rate. We're finding new people every day. You know, they come into our group and they're like, oh man, I just moved up here. I'm so glad I found you. I thought I was all alone in a sea of blue. And we're like, no man, we got you. Come hang out with the Niner Empire of Portland. We'll take care of you.
What does it take to join the club? Simply representing the 49ers with class and respect while remembering that it's just a game.
And good evening. Thanks for being with us, everybody. I'm Steve Dunn.
And I'm Deborah Knapp. Family and police say Sam Whitehorn split his head open after he was punched in the face, then hit his head on the sidewalk. K2 Stephen Mayer is live from Legacy Emanuel, North Portland, where Sam is struggling to recover. How's he doing today, Stephen?
Well, Deb and Steve, certainly some good news to report there. I've been in touch with Sam's mom all day long. She says he's doing better today. He's been able to walk around a little bit more and is speaking much more coherently. So that's certainly some good news. Now, all this comes as fellow fans are trying to boost his spirits as well.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Joshua Billups is a lifelong 49ers fan and loves buying the latest gear. He's got a Niners hat and scarf, but never dreamed he'd buy anything with green and yellow on it.
Does it feel weird as a Niners fan buying a Packers jersey?
You know, it does, but I lost a bet last year and had to buy a Cowboys jersey and wear it the first game, so that was a lot harder.
But in this case, he's more than willing to make an exception. Joshua saw our story about Sam Whitehorn, whose family says he was beat up outside this Northwest Portland bar just for wearing a Packers beanie.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting and horrifying that him and his family have to go through that just because he's out having a good time, you know, watching some football. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
So he knew right away he wanted to help. Joshua belongs to the NFL fan group Niner Empire of Portland, and even though he and Sam root for different teams, he says the game was never meant to be taken this seriously.
I just kind of explained our club a little bit and said, you know, that we'd like to make a gesture and get him a jersey, and that way, you know, kind of show everybody that we support him and we support, you know, really standing together against violence in the sport. It has become a problem at stadiums over the past few years.
And already Joshua's gesture is creating a snowball effect.
You guys tripped in on your own to do this?
Yeah, no.
That's awesome, man.
I heard about what you did, so I was like, I want to throw something in there.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Employees like Noah Searle at the sports shop Football by Fans wanted to help, too.
I got the new 50th anniversary t-shirt, the Green Bay one, and then a lanyard and then a decal.
Thanks a lot, bud. Really appreciate it.
A simple gesture that Joshua and Noah hope goes a long way.
It would cheer me up. I know that. I can't say what he's going to feel about it, but it would cheer me up.
People saw what we did. You know, it was just a small gesture. All we did was buy a jersey and give it to a kid that got beat up. It's amazing how something so simple can touch so many people's hearts.
And it really didn't matter who he supported. The fact that he was a football fan and the fact that he was away from home and the fact that he needed support was all it needed for us to jump in and help out.
So for Josh to reach out to somebody who was in an area that he was not from watching the team that he loves reminds us of exactly what we all go through. We live in a place that's, you know, not where our team is from. And so I thought that embodied being a 49ers faithful, even though it was for a fan of a totally different team.
You know, I don't want anybody to ever have to go through that. You know, I mean, I want them to know that we're out there for them, regardless of the teams that we represent. The Niner fans here, we're real. We're not there to bring people down. We're there to bring people up.
For us, that was a defining moment as a club. That's when people were like, okay, this isn't just a club that meets the bar with a bunch of guys that get drunk together. These people are for real, and they're in the community, and they're going to take care of their community.
It was a defining moment for the club. But it was also a focused definition of what being faithful means. For Josh Billups and the Legion of fans in Portland, faith is part of their everyday life.
I think being a 49ers faithful that lives outside of the Bay really strengthens you and really teaches you a lot about how to be a better person, how to help other people, and how to build a great community and a family environment that everybody can enjoy.
It's the dedication. And being faithful is high or low, up or down. You're there, you're in it, and you can't get it shut down. You know, that's it. It's dedication.
Do what you can do to brighten people's day and be there for one another is definitely the top of my list for, you know, being faithful.
Being part of the faithful means being there no matter what.
We all come together because we all believe in win or lose or tie. You know, it's Niners till we die. It gives you that camaraderie that we've kind of been talking about today, of believing that we've got the best team. Even if we lose, we're still a great team.
Win or lose. I mean, faithful, you're there. No matter what happens, you're still a fan. That's faithful.
You're a faithful. This is your team, no matter how mad you are, no matter how angry you are about this one little thing in isolation. At the end of the day, when you go to bed and the next day when you wake up, you're still going to be a 49ers fan. So you have to stick by the team. You have to spread the message. You have to help other fans. You have to continue to grow this community that we have. And that is what makes a faithful.
Faithful to me, it means the brothers and sisters next to me at the game, cheering, crying together, but mostly Faithful is a community, I think. It's not just a word. It's a community of 49er fans that love their team, they love each other, and they just love to have a good time together and root for, you know, the only West Coast franchise to ever have a real dynasty. Growing up, I really didn't know anything different, and you know, of course, Pops always had the Niners game on TV, and that was during the great years of Steve Young time. So all the kids were out in the street fighting over who was going to pretend to be Jerry Rice or Steve Young. You could hear the parents inside cheering during the game. We were, you know, just having a blast playing football outside, pretending like we were our favorite 49ers.
Just by total coincidence, Josh and I actually grew up in the same town in California, Manteca.
When we found out, when we connected the dots, we were like, man, this is crazy. You know, Alex and I went to Golden West Elementary School in Manteca, where our mascot was the 49ers. So we really just kind of grew up embracing the 49er way. It's just something that we've always known, and we've never known anything different from that.
Didn't find out until later, but crazy coincidence, small world.
The two guys up here in the Pacific Northwest trying to bring all these fans together, and I guess it just naturally made sense that we came from the same place.